Lauren, you know, I know it was a tough day. You're down three starters right now, and of course all of them play at the net, but I thought you guys just fought hard today.
Yeah, you know, on average, Adam, this year we were a little bit shorter and smaller at the net than we have been in most years, and definitely compared to our competition and across the board GWAC-wise. But, you know, I think the ones that went out have, you know, especially Avery, I think she's tried really hard to fight through it and ended up with a fracture. Brooke's coming off a concussion. Hannah's coming off of some ankle and other health issues. So it'd be nice to get some of those girls back into our rotation, even if just in the front row, just for their presence. But I think the young girls that stepped in there are doing a phenomenal job. I think it's great experience for them. It's only going to make them better. And kudos to them for being in this pressure situation, playing in front of their peers. And it was a tough night, but we got to take the positive things out of it.
A little baptism by fire against Goodland, and especially against their hitters. But, you know, that's But I thought they handled themselves pretty well, and they fought with them to the end there in the first set.
You know, I was very proud of us the first set. We kind of picked apart their defense and a little bit at the line, not necessarily, you know, swinging and aggressively, but tips and finding their holes. Goodland's a great team. Kudos to them. They played together for a long time. Yeah. You know, the girls were laughing. We went up to the pre-game meeting with the officials, and I have girls that are probably 50 pounds on average lighter than their three starting girls in the front row, and probably at least 6 to 8 inches shorter. So it is what it is. Goodland's great team. I wish them nothing but the best in this postseason, and so is Colby. They've come a long ways. I think their program's really turned around in the last, you know, 10 to 12 months. So there's some good things going on with both of those programs.
Well, against Colby, it was, you guys played them last Saturday. They had the same team. You were down a couple of players from when you played them, and you're 2-3 points here or there from them.
Yep. Girls battled. Sometimes it's a matter of want to, but you know, we had senior night tonight and recognized the four seniors. Unfortunately for us, we only had two of those four seniors playing due to injuries. But I felt like we did battle with Colby, played him a couple points here and there, had the lead a couple times, you know, lead changed quite a few times in both sets, I think, back and forth. But you know, when we show up with down two girls compared to Saturday and completely different lineup and a new freshman that's really not played varsity ever, I think we did all right.